And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, here's something that's going to upset those on the left. Virginia Attorney General Jason Mieres has decided the state's employee pension system needs to focus more on dollars and cents and less on social causes. In a letter to a House delegate, Mieres said the Virginia Retirement System's Board of Trustees can't consider a company's stance on issues like climate change or same-sex marriage when deciding where to invest taxpayer dollars. It seems Mieres wants to ensure retirees can afford their golden years without worrying about whether their pension fund is saving the planet one stock price at a time. Meanwhile, in the tech world, Apple has decided to take a bite out of diversity with its Entrepreneur Camp. The program, which offers, quote, unprecedented access to Apple engineers and experts, is open to female, Black, Hispanic, and indigenous founders and developers. Notably absent from the invite list, white and Asian men. Seems Apple's version of thinking different doesn't extend to including everyone. This move, not about fostering diversity as much as it is appeasing the diversity, equity, and inclusion gods. And in a story that hits close to home for many, ESPN has shown the door to host Sam Ponder, allegedly for financial reasons. However, some are crying foul, noting that Ponder was one of the very few voices at the network speaking out against biological males competing in women's sports. It seems when you're in sports broadcasting, having an opinion on fairness in athletics might be an extreme sport of its own. Now turning our attention to overseas, where a Christian woman in Pakistan has found herself in hot water after being accused of desecrating a Quran. The woman, a 32-year-old mother of two, denies the allegation but has been charged under the country's blasphemy law. The incident led to a mob of 250 to 300 Muslims blockading a highway in protest. And as a reminder, please make sure that you're continuing to pray for all of our brothers and sisters abroad. Finally, for those keeping score at home, a new study is suggesting that food security might just be the next big player in national security. The president of the Center and Security Policy warns that while China is stockpiling food like there's no tomorrow, the U.S. government seems more focused on diversity initiatives than ensuring we have enough to eat. It's enough to make you wonder if we should be more worried about our bread baskets than our ballot boxes. But not in this country. Ballot boxes come number one, don't they? And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.